Sensitive about his potatoey skin, starchy eyes that matched the melancholy of his mashed features. A chance photo of his daughter standing behind him and lending him the glow of her splendid hair gave him the idea. An oversized harness was purchased online. She didn't really mind being strapped to his back, as walking was not one of her preferences. With a variety of clips and gels, he sculpted a fine forward-sweeping quiff that remarkably added 20 years to his worn smile. It's a beautiful thing when father and daughter find something in common.
We snow beside the lodge tonight. Blood imperative evening.
Thank you. mountain brings its fruit to our table, we say thanks. When the table brings its prayer, we bow our heads and listen, joining in at the important words. Mother had a hard time containing her awe at such moments of intersection. She found it amazing that we all knew what words to say, and even more that we said them at the same time. She had forgotten the time when words could be remembered and the remembering could be remembered. Language had become something of an element that sometimes appeared, sometimes not. She was no natural scientist, so didn't hope to understand the workings of the great connections. We sat at the table, hands on the placemats that had handlines drawn on so we knew where to place them, like police outlines of fallen bodies at a murder scene. Isn't it obvious? We are the murdered children of future generations. They have killed us with time. We never die in the future. We die in the past. It is the future that kills us. We spend so much time and energy on preserving that which doesn't yet exist, but they will be the inheritors of our atoms. They will wear our atoms like earrings, passed down from rich aunts. But I'm not going out with all my atoms intact.
Beautiful.